consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. I had one of the most enjoyable weekends in a long time last weekend in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And so rather than, you know, talk about houses so much, I'm going to talk about my weekend. June here in Research Triangle, which is Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, we had an abnormally cool June this year, but July has been at or near record-breaking heat. At one point, we had 6 straight days of over 100 degrees with, of course, high humidity. And we've been lucky that we've had plenty of rain. So I know a lot of the country is experiencing drought, but we've had plenty of rain. Here's the thing. Chapel Hill is at 300 feet above sea level, and Blowing Rock is at 3,600 feet above sea level. It's really neat. As you're driving west from Chapel Hill to the mountains, you'll cross through Wilkesboro, and then you abruptly climb up the mountain. It's steep. It's, you know, you absolutely feel the climb up. You go from the bottom of the mountain to the top, and the temperature drops 15 degrees. You add that to the breeze that's constantly blowing up the mountainside, and it's just wonderful. It just feels as though all of your cares are dropping away, and life becomes easy. So this past weekend, I think I experienced a pinnacle of that feeling, and the pinnacle of you know, this idyllic summer season that we search for. Went up to Blowing Rock, and there were 3 events that I went to see. The primary one is each year they have a charity homes tour. And where, you know, I don't know about you, but I go to homes tours all the time. I really enjoy them. And this is one that really appeals to me. And it's about 1,500 people that go on it. Then that evening, after the homes tour, there's a symphony given out on the lake in the Shatola Resort. And that's really beautiful. Then finally, just coincidentally, at the horse complex in Blowing Rock, they have a Hunter Jumper 1 competition. And horse competition. So it was really a big slice of summer. Just great for me. Now, later on, I'll do a whole segment of this show about the homes tour. And at that time, we'll get back to talking about homes. And I will talk about the symphony in a minute. But first, I'll talk about the horses. Blowing Rock has been a summer community for the wealthy for over 150 years. And interestingly to me, the house next to mine started life as the Presbyterian Church back in 1880, sometime in the early turn of the century, 19th century. They converted it into a house, and you have to imagine it makes a really interesting house. But this was a true resort community back in the 1880s. And the early summer residents had money, and they also had horses, lots of horses. You didn't keep them, you know, at your cabin, of course, or your cottage, but the town built an elaborate horse complex to house everyone's horses. And then, even before 1900, they started doing other things there. They, of course, they built a racetrack, and early on, racing and kart racing and all of this were big. As well as they started prestigious competitions in dressage and hunter jumper and, you know, the other riding categories. Well, the racing is gone, but the elaborate complex and the riding competitions still remain to this day. I know nothing about horses and competitive riding. And when I first saw it and saw this big complex, I thought it was strange that such high-end competition would be in this little town. Then I saw the horses in action, went out and spent a day watching them, saw them in action, jumping, and the women riders in their formal riding jackets. This is the South in the summer. And here in Blowing Rock, it was about 75 degrees. In Atlanta, it was 90. So, of course, if you think about doing a horse competition in the summer, you'd much rather be in Blowing Rock in 75 degrees or 70 rather than in Atlanta at 90 or 95. So that made sense. And I think I'll detour now before I get on to other things and just talk about Blowing Rock and what makes it special. Up until World War II, there really was no air conditioning, especially in homes. And so people with money who lived anywhere in the South or even in a big city in the North like Washington, D.C. or New York City, got out of town for the summer. Well, at least the wife and kids would get out of town. Often the men would have to stay and work, and they'd come up there for the weekends, but the women and children would go for the whole summer to someplace that's cooler. I recently spent some time in Newport, Rhode Island, and Newport, which became the center of the summer season for the really wealthy. Newport was actually founded by merchants and plantation owners from Charleston, South Carolina. And before the Civil War, that's where they go for their summers, where it was nice and cool but with the ocean breeze. Then later, after the Civil War, in fact, in about the 1880s, is when the Vanderbilts discovered it, and that group discovered it and took over and built these absolutely ginormous, you know, palaces that they called their summer cottage. Well, other wealthy people, especially in the South, looked to the mountains of North Carolina for their summer homes. And when they looked, there are two resort towns that really were the original resorts in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and they're still the top destinations. One of these is Highlands Cashiers, two little towns, you know, 5 miles away from each other, and the other is Blowing Rock. Highlands Cashiers, when I look at why Highlands Cashiers is in there, it's the closest place in the mountains that truly is the mountains. It's the closest place to Atlanta. Only about 2 hours away, and where you could get good views and a true mountain feel. So it's not great, but it's extremely convenient to, you know, to Atlanta. So Highlands grew up, and Highlands is very pricey, really a beautiful place. The other place is Blowing Rock. How did Blowing Rock become the other place? It is the most beautiful, romantic setting in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's the place where the mountain stops and abruptly plunges down into the gorge and into the plateau beyond. I told you about driving up the mountain. Well, this was the same thing, only driving, now you get to look out down the mountain and it all opens up in front of you. You've got 30-mile views. You've got 50-mile views. If you've got a telescope and it's a clear day, you can look at downtown Charlotte, 90 miles away. So, Blowing Rock is the most beautiful place in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And the Blowing Rock, town gets its name from the Blowing Rock, which is, it's a bare point of rock that projects up and out into the gorge. As this just tall stump of rock projecting up. And the legend has it, long before white men came, that there was an Indian brave who fell in love with a maiden from another tribe, very much like Romeo and Juliet in Native America. And they were forbidden to marry. The brave, was in despair. He threw himself off the cliff, said, "If I can't have you, I'm going to die," and dived off of the Blowing Rock, off the cliff. The maiden saw this and rushed to the edge of the cliff in despair. The wind coming up the mountain is so strong that the legend has it that the wind blew the brave back up and onto the rock into her arms. And her father said, even if the world believes you should be together, I'll allow it. And they were married. That's the legend of Blowing Rock. And the neat thing is that the Blowing Rock is only a mile from Main Street in Blowing Rock. The whole thing is this cliff face right there that drops away with incredible gorge views. That's an easy walking distance to Main Street. Those cliffs are the most desired property there, and the nickname for them is the Million Dollar View, which is a good description because typically a lot on that view is $1 million. Actually, even now, they're going for more than that. And although I think I can find a few bargains at this moment that may exist before the market fully rebounds. But we're going to commercial, and when we get back, I'll talk more about this town that really is a terrific place.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com. Come back to your senses. Imagine a radio show that will help you recover your common sense. Host Leah Brenda Smith is a health and wellness specialist who will explain techniques designed to help you recover from the stress of your life. It's all about how you respond to your thoughts. A little bit of self-awareness can go a long way in helping you to relax and enjoy your life. Tune in to Come Back to Your Senses Radio, live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Want to hear about what's going on in the world of fashion, beauty, gossip, and politics? Then you'll want to tune in every Wednesday to the Voice America Variety Channel. Face Forward with entrepreneur and beauty consultant Sarah McNamara is honest talk, great guests, and a cool vibe with a lot of fun. Sarah and her guy Friday, Anthony, will turn you on to what's hot and what's not.
This is a radio show custom made for you. Tune in to Face Forward, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the East, 11 a.m. in the West on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to change your relationships, your business, your body, and your life? You'll want to tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with host Tony Litster. It's an inspiring hour of conversation, special guests, and wisdom that has made Tony an expert with personal life experience. His down-to-earth style will give you the keys to unlock your greatest potential. Listen for Transformation Talk Radio live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Listening can truly change your life.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Hi. As you can imagine, there's just a limited amount of this cliff front property that's available. And what happened, boy, back in 1900 is that George Vanderbilt came down and built Biltmore House in Asheville. Well, at the time, Asheville was small, and George Vanderbilt was able to buy 200,000 acres of land as his backyard. Those 200,000 acres, later when he died and they had to pay estate tax, they made a deal, the Vanderbilts made a deal with the government that they would give their backyard to the government, and that became Pisgah National Forest. So, you're up on this cliff face at Blowing Rock, and everything below you is Pisgah National Forest, which means it's one of the few places anywhere where not only during the day you can look out at these terrific views, but at night you look out and you don't see any lights. It is all pristine nature below you, and all pristine nature right up to the edge of the cliff that is Blowing Rock. As you can imagine, there's a limited amount of this cliff front or view property, and it's become quite desired and pricey. Originally, there were two neighborhoods that grew up, both of them in the late 1800s on this view property, Laurel Park and Mayview Manor. Sorry. They built a grand hotel right on the view, right on the edge of the cliff, called Mayview Manor. And that was the center of the social life. It was really one of the grand hotels in the country. Unfortunately, during the late 1980s, it was torn down. And I think if they'd waited another 5 to 10 years, someone would have come along and renovated that, and we'd have it today as this, you know, just beautiful edifice like the Greenbrier, only in North Carolina in Blowing Rock. They replaced it with million-dollar condos. The thing about Blowing Rock is beyond the views, well, and the other thing that happened is that a lot of people had their homes along this cliff face. Some people, especially like the Cohn family from Greensboro High Point area, the Cohns owned the textile mills that created the denim that was used for the Levi jeans. And they came up and bought hundreds, well, I don't know, 10,000 acres, 100,000 acres up here and had their estate kind of off the cliff, but, you know, this huge, beautiful estate. And some of their friends came up and built these huge, beautiful estates. And in addition to the people on the cliffside. Well, the real, beyond the views, there's the town of Blowing Rock itself. Imagine a Norman Rockwell painting and cross that with Andy Taylor's Mayberry. And you start to get a feeling of Blowing Rock. In fact, if you've ever read the Mitford series of books, which are these idealized small town stories, they're actually based in Blowing Rock, written by a local writer. So this is this idealized, wholesome small town where you get the feeling that you can just let your little kids run free and say, we'll meet up at the ice cream shop, you know, in an hour. Really neat. And one of the greatest things that happened to Blowing Rock, it was a standard, you know, small town with all the pluses and minuses at that, is that for years there was a sprawling boarding house hotel with cabins right on the high spot, the high ground in the middle of Main Street. Years ago, the town bought that property, tore down the boarding house hotel and the cabins, and they created a central park. This is sitting right there on Main Street in the middle of town. It's several acres, but it has a gazebo, play areas, lots of old trees and lots of benches for people to sit and people watch. And it's right in the middle of town. All summer long, there are things like bluegrass bands playing, there are dance bands, classical performances. It really, that move really kind of made this, the idealized quintessential town. Now, and especially, frankly, it's also a very affluent town. When you look through, the top car in the area is the Mercedes SUV. So what you see more are grandparents there with their grandkids. And they can sit on the bench and let their kids run, and they feel safe. So it's really neat. The town is about 1,800 permanent residents. And it swells to, you know, 10,000 on a July 4th weekend. But if you're one of the 1,800 permanent residents, the ones who can walk to town, it's a small town, and everybody knows everybody. But it has almost none of the, you know, the negative qualities that you might see. And frankly, it may be idealized, but, you know, it really has that benefit. Okay. So now I'm going to jump back to last Friday talking about, you know, I really love Blowing Rock, and I can remember when we first went up there, my late wife and I, our kids were really small, like 3, 4, and 5. And we wanted to get away for Thanksgiving because we discovered that there was too much pressure in having Thanksgiving at home. We're both perfectionists, and we just put too much pressure on ourselves. So we said, we're just going to get away for Thanksgiving, and therefore we can't put on the real production. A friend suggested Blowing Rock. And we found a and suggested someone they knew who was renting out their apartment, guest apartment, over the garage. We rented that and went and just had this marvelous storybook, you know, couple of days up there. Ate Thanksgiving dinner at the Daniel Boone Inn, family style, and had this really terrific time. Well, that was idealized. These people were living on an old Christmas tree farm. And one of the things they said is, you know, we've got all of these Christmas trees out. Come on out. We'll cut you down the tree. We went out and we cut down this enormous tree, bundled it up, strapped it to the car. That was a new tradition. They also told us about an incredible hike that very few people knew about. And it was back, you went down this gravel road and you stopped and you went down this path through the woods to the, to a river. And then the river right there fell down about 100 feet down a series of cascading rocks. And the neat thing is that you climb those rocks and you climb up this river about 100 feet on the rocks. It was just magical. And at that time, nobody knew about it. So it was just us there. And my wife sat down at the bottom. And I carried actually each one of the kids up to the top. We always went back there every year at Thanksgiving, except for the year it was cold enough to go skiing. Actually, a couple years was cold enough to go skiing instead. And very soon they were climbing up the rocks, and it's a terrific adventure. Unfortunately, now the students at Appalachian State have discovered it, and which is really unfortunate. It's because now you go there and there are always a dozen students hanging about. Oh, well, that's progress. But we just had this terrific time. And so every year we went back to Blowing Rock for Thanksgiving. Each year we'd rent a different house somewhere, you know, somewhere around Blowing Rock. And sometimes it had a view. Sometimes the last few years we rented a house right in town where the kids, now teenagers, could just walk out the door and down to Main Street. And we just said goodbye. See you for dinner. Really great times. And while we were doing that, eventually, because I look at real estate everywhere I go, we started looking at real estate in Blowing Rock. And we're kind of shocked. The first house we looked at was a little 1,000-square-foot box sitting up on locust poles. You know, its foundation was 30-foot-high telephone poles, essentially. And it's $500,000. Had a beautiful view. We thought how terrible that was until they showed us another home that was on the million-dollar view. And it was $1 million. Both of them really in need of fixing up. But when I come back, I'll get back to today, or at least last Friday, and what a great time it was in Blowing Rock.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk. Yeah! If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com. Tune into Around the World in a Glass, presented by Sportsman's. We're a show all about wine, spirits, and other beverages. Your host, Kimber Stonehouse, is a professional expert and wine enthusiast. Each week, we'll focus on a different region of the world, discuss wines and other beverages, talk about some of the top restaurants in the region, and what to pair with which wine. Just listening could make you almost an expert. Around the World in a Glass is heard live every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Are you struggling to find hope in the middle of adversity? How confident are you in dealing with your life challenges? Do you realize you have the ability to overcome your obstacles? You'll want to tune in to Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities. Louise will speak to inspiring guests who have helped others or managed to overcome the roadblocks that stood in the way of their life's success. Louise Cohen's Changing Obstacles into New Possibilities broadcasts live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
Next week, I'm going to, just to wrap that thought up from before the break, next week I'm going to talk about building my home in the mountains and really the ideas I have and the thoughts I have on how to build the ideal second home. And so that'll be next week. Now let's jump back to last Friday. Last Friday, the Homes Tour is always on Friday and probably encourages people to get up here and spend an extra day in Blowing Rock. And it ends at 5 p.m. Well, also in the heart of Blowing Rock is a place called the Shatola Resort. 100 years ago, Shatola was a wealthy man's, and I forget his name right now, but a wealthy man's private estate. And he had, instead of building up on top of the mountain or up with the view, he bought quite a bit of bottom land and in the valley just beside Blowing Rock and built a large man-made lake and put his large, really nice manor house looking out on the lake with this big, big expansive lawn in front of it. Well, today, that manor house is the center of a very high-end resort called Shatola. And it has this huge sweeping view, sweeping lawn that goes down to the lake with a dance pavilion right on the lake shore. Friday evening, this was the site after the home store. Friday evening, this was the site for an incredible symphony concert. And if you can imagine an evening picnic on this striking lawn overlooking the lake, clear sky, gentle, mid-70s temperature, especially if we've been in 100 degrees down here. And you have your picnic basket with you, filled with champagne and crystal glasses for the champagne, you know, fancy treats to eat. sitting on this lawn, just absolutely relaxed. This is a real event, and there were at least a dozen tent pavilions set up on the perimeter of the lawn for private parties. And the tents were all decked out. I saw crystal chandeliers and, you know, catered food service in these tents, crystal chandeliered. And even in some of them, the people dressed up in formal attire. So it's one of the premier events of Blowing Rock. And sitting out there enjoying the beautiful weather. Because this is the mountains, the warm-up group that played for about an hour and a half first, they played country music and bluegrass and upbeat 70s and 80s type music. Just very friendly and warm. There was a salute to our troops, of course. They played the national anthem, of course. And there was an appeal to help the family of a police officer who'd been killed the past week. And the first one had been killed up there in 100 years. But the whole small town Americana feel. And then the group that played was called the Symphony of the Mountains. And it's a symphony orchestra based in kind of the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee and southwestern Virginia. And they have about 50 performers with some beautiful, really impressive vocalists. And they played a varied list. They played, of course, John Philip Sousa. They played some opera and had an opera singer singing. And really, this wasn't highbrow. This wasn't serious. This was fun. So they played something for every taste. And it was a light, entertaining atmosphere. Sitting there, I was thinking, what a perfect, quintessential summer evening show this was. And, you know, my girlfriend with me compared it the many years that she's been to the Boston Commons to hear the Boston Pops play. Except we were up there in the low 70s and just beautiful. Then finally, the night was capped off with fireworks. And you had the fireworks display over the lake. So it was a wonderful, you know, just a wonderful day, and got up on Saturday, sort of got up, and we just laid around and did nothing. We enjoyed the cool mountain air. There are a lot of good restaurants in Blowing Rock. And so finally we got ourselves up and out and went and had an easy dinner, of course, prepared by others. Then we watched a witty play, a kind of comedy mystery put on by the professional play group or actors group in town in the old school auditorium. And again, it was in an audience of 100 people. And this is something I like, is we have here in town the highest grossing in Durham, the Durham Performing Arts Center, which is the highest grossing ticket venue in the country. And you go there and you see like Chicago or one of the Broadway plays with 2,500 people. I really like the idea of going to the old school auditorium and sitting with 100 people and watching a play. It just continued the whole theme of this summer. Finished the play and followed that with ice cream, and a stroll on Main Street. There's a favorite song of mine, actually, and they played it at the concert, that goes, "Summertime, and the living is easy." Well, this weekend in Blowing Rock really epitomized that. It was kind of idyllic. And so I said, I just have to talk about this. And it's hard nowadays to find it, but it's like the idyllic summer feeling that even our parents, really our grandparents' time. And that's what I experienced last weekend. But, okay, this is a show about houses, so eventually I guess we have to get to talking about houses. The homes tour. I love these things. I go on them everywhere I can, and I've gone on the one in Blowing Rock for at least the last 5 years and seen some incredible homes. There was one year that they had two homes that were at least $5 million historic estates that had been fully renovated. One was done by, I think his name is Richard Jenneret, a Wall Street guy who goes around the country and restores historic homes. Typically restores the historic home and then donates it to the National Trust for Historic Preservation. In this case, in Blowing Rock, he restored this incredible estate and kept it. So that's where he and his family go to relax. And I think that's a tribute to how special Blowing Rock is, that this is the one he decided he wanted to keep. But I've seen those. And another year, I saw a house with incredible gorge views. It's one of these, there's one house up there called Seven Stories, i.e. it drops seven stories down the side of the gorge, and you enter on the top story. It just keeps going down from there. Well, this was one of those incredible houses along the same drive. In this case, Nixon slept in the house, which is cool. And the walls of the house were upholstered, because originally all of these homes were summer homes. Now it's Blowing Rock is a year-round resort, but originally they were summer homes, and they were insulated. You didn't need that in the summer. So they insulated the home by upholstering the walls, and like you would furniture, to give insulation in it. So that was another neat home that I saw. And on one of the past years, well, actually, they were in different years, I love seeing great homes. And I saw two homes by what I consider one of the best residential architects in the South. And the first home I saw of this guy was a grand manor home that was absolutely beautiful, really put together, really everything was done well. And that home was on the market right now, and I think at a bargain price if you've got $2.5 million. But just a beautiful home. The other one I saw by the same architect was an attempt to do a quintessential small cottage. And I was disappointed. I felt that it was a series of compromises. And if you're talking about cottage, cozy, and warm, I think it missed a lot of opportunities. So it was just interesting to see This guy really does a beautiful grand manner. Give him small and cozy and charming, and not the same. So I'll talk about this home store when we get back, and hopefully I won't be, I'll be very nice. Hopefully.
Ask the experts. Call toll free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news. Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment growing. How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Voice America Variety Channel presents a program like no other for those in the field and interested in the field of security and training. On America's front lines of crime and war with Victory Defense Consulting, hosted by J.J. Sutton. Here, listeners are learning about tactical skills and practices that support efficient, smarter, and more enduring skills. You will receive the most up-to-date information about the security and training industry with detailed discussions and select special guests each week. Tune in to On America's Front Lines of Crime and War, Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's clipark@yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
It may be unfair for me to go on homes tours, or at least I've got to watch myself. I tend to look at the overall quality of this, the spaces that were created. Almost always when you go on the home store, it's people who have recently renovated, built the house or renovated, and they're proud of, really proud of what they've done. And always they're beautiful with beautiful finishes and beautifully decorated. My home probably would never be on one because I'm not into decorating, and I tend to want to minimize the amount of stuff I have in a space rather than to fill it up. But I look at the quality of the spaces that were created and how well they function and how close they are to being great. By that I mean how much did the people and their architect maximize potential benefits. I've talked on my renovation shows about how you always want to get two or three advantages from any action, benefits from any action, and how well they did it in these houses. I also try to figure out the goals that the owners had when they were doing the work, their goals and desires, And, you know, that sometimes gave an answer to why they did certain things the way they did and how they approached it. Those have very high standards. And I am delighted when I see something great. I talked about that one house by the noted architect that was really super. And I'm delighted when I see that. And I'm critical of the near misses that occur a bit. But I see a lot in these things of really far misses. And almost always when I look at these, you know, I don't think of the owner so much as the architect. And the architect, you know, the successes or failures that I look for are really the responsibility of the architect. And, okay, I'm critical. Other people, as I'm walking through these and overhearing the conversations, they don't look at the same things. Almost always what they tend to look at are the finishes, the decoration, and the furniture. You know, they are turned on by the idea of this 200-year-old bed. I'm turned on by the quality of the space that that 200-year-old bed is placed in. And why didn't they put an extra window here to catch this view? So going through, and this year's home store, it was five homes that were all, it was more down to earth than some of the ones. And it's five homes that were all fairly modest by Blowing Rock standards. But understanding Blowing Rock, modest could be $1 million. And a couple of these were. And obviously they were all recently built or renovated. Well, first, it was interesting that none of these homes, they were beautiful homes, but none of them was on the view. And when you talk about real estate in general, the adage is location, location, location. If you talk about real estate in Blowing Rock, it is view, view, location. Most important thing is view. Second most important thing is view. Third most important thing is location. So if you want to maximize your return on investment, potential return on investment, then if it's on the view, you've got a much greater chance, potential to do so. People will pay much more for the property. The other one is if it's an easy walk into town. All five of these properties met that second thing. They were all easy strolls to Main Street. And, you know, three out of the five were for year-round residents. And perhaps they see things differently. I get up there on the weekends. I want to see the long vistas and see, experience the difference between the mountains and back home. To these people, you know, to a year-round resident, it may not mean the same, mean as much to them. So anyway, each one of these homes was a variation of a theme of a relaxed, easy living mountain home, small town living. And it was nice to compare five variations on that theme, meaning, first, there were no formal living rooms. None of these places had formal living rooms. But interestingly, every one of them, all but one, had a formal dining room. And in two of the houses, the formal dining rooms are really formal. And with one exception, all of the houses had separated, still had the kitchen separated from the great room or sitting area. And only one had a great kitchen, great room combination that I feel is an essential part of the easy living, good life. So, and especially the second home. The home I liked best of them was actually the most modest home on the tour. It was a small cottage that had been expanded with the addition of a master suite. But it was a small cottage for a single professional and really a way for her to escape. It didn't have any view. And in fact, it was quite enclosed by its neighbors and by vegetation. But it was warm and cozy. It was calm and peaceful. And it was a place I felt I could live with an easy stroll to a good restaurant on Main Street. Another one of these, well, had the most beautiful waterfall, water feature that I'd ever seen on a private home. Thought it was just terrific, except it was down at in a garden that was 30 feet below the house, and the only time that you get to see it would be if you had a planned event down in this garden. So I would have really loved to have seen that incredible water feature up beside the house. But I'm running out of time. Next show, we're going to talk about what features you should have in a vacation home, a second home, and how to achieve one that just brings your family together and allows you to relax and live the easy life. So we'll enjoy that and hopefully tune in and listen. Thanks.
Again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.